2. Kicking it off, this is your show, Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. You can join us live, or you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Last 7 months of the show, as a matter of fact, are right there on the front page of the website. Right there at freetalklive.com, and you can go and get them for free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. All right, so 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. This is Lady Chris.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Female with female organs, Chris, and I'm not necessarily a lady all the time because I was going to get some bear base for my blow darts and my archery equipment since I turned my gun in.
You know, no one, you're not complete without a can of bear mace.
Yeah, I'm serious. It's good for blow darts and arrows, and I'm going to even dip my long nails in it pretty soon. And to the guys that, you know, I love and hate, I'm eating. But I'm going to go on with a different subject. I think it's kind of funny that, you know, that I'm going to go with the occupation of Iraq. And I just want to, you know, I had a funny thought. Why, you know, like, there's a majority of Iraqis that aren't Christians, and we have just bombed them, and we've you know, it's been concluded that we tortured some, and there's a lot of people missing arms and limbs and relatives, and after all that, we hand out Christmas presents, and I kind of think that's kind of ironic, and I know, you know, and this is why politics and religions just don't mix, is because after we bomb or we occupy a country, like maybe America or something, and then we just want that particular person that we've just humiliated into submission.
Yeah, it does give a little bit of a bad taste, doesn't it, in the mouth?
I wouldn't accept I'd accept a Christmas present. I'd go up to the soldier and say, give me my Christmas present, you pig.
Maybe you could give me my relatives back instead of this
my
little tchotchka.
Arm or my leg or my eye or, you know, my virginity or whatever else was stolen from.
I'm sure that's going on. Ma'am?
It's proven, and I think you guys are okay, you know. And
now, do you think that Christmas is necessarily a religious holiday?
I mean, think it should be a spiritual. I just got in a kind of a heated argument in a grocery line with a woman because I said to this obviously Native American female, she was very Native American looking to me, and I said, I was going on, and I said, happy holidays, and this woman shouts out, happy Christmas! You know, and I'm not one to back down. I'm like, you know, there's Buddhists in this community, there's Native Americans, there's starting to become Muslims, and there's a whole lot of people. I think it's just a time to celebrate whatever gives you strength to get to the next day. And,
sure.
Well, I feel like Christmas is really a secular holiday.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
It has the word Christ in it.
It does, but I mean,
they've incorporated all these pagan symbolists. If it wasn't for the pagans that they killed, they wouldn't have any symbolisms like Christmas trees and.
You know, you're right. They actually did rip. The Christians did rip off the pagans.
Oh, they killed millions of them.
Yeah, well, everyone was killing everyone back then.
All you had to do was carry a hogwart in your pocket, and you were considered a witch, and they'd kill you.
Wait, you had to carry a magic school in your pocket? What was that?
Well, if you were caught back in America, back when they were burning witches, if you had a particular herb that they considered to be one a witch carried, they'd kill you. And if you can study that, there's a girl named Jadika Isles that is very hip into the history of religion.
Are you a witch?
No, I've been called a bitch, but I'm not a witch. I'm not as nice as witches. Let's just say like
so, well, regardless of that, do you cast spells? That was the real question.
I have some bad intents sometimes. There's people I would just, you know, I just rather not think about. And if I do think about them.
Do you have a religion?
Well, you know, I'm going to tend to tell you something. I enjoy a lot of different religions. And I've gotten a little.
That's an interesting dodge, Chris. What does that mean?
Kind of like a good movie.
Well, you know, my favorite book is Mindfulness with Breathing by a guy named Buddhahadasa.
We'll take your word for it.
Mindfulness with Breathing, and the guy sat underneath a tree and he studied the breathing and just thinking of nothing. But me being American, I can't just think about nothing for too long. Hmm.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Chris.
800-259-5791.
He studied the breathing.
Yes, well.
Under the tree.
Peaceful. Not getting a lot of work done, but he
was
peaceful.
That sounds like a really interesting book.
I can't imagine how long that book would be, really. I mean, I could think of it maybe being a paragraph, such as sit under tree, close eyes, breathe.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Wait for it. Okay, now.
800-259-5791. All right, you can take control of the airwaves just like that and bring up literally.
Literally.
Anything.
Oh, my.
All right, so holiday spending. According to ABC News, on the eve of the holiday shopping season, Americans, particularly the better off, plan to spend more on gifts this year, which is a positive sign for retailers in their busiest season. Cyber retailers may have a challenge, however. The number of people who say they'll be shopping online is flat again for the second year in a row. Overall, Americans...
Flat's better than down.
Well, that's true. And there's a good amount of transactions that are going to be made online. Overall, Americans plan to spend an average of $1,096 on holiday gifts this season, up $207 from last year, which is the largest year-on-year increase since the boom shopping season in 1999, which was the last time the annual survey hit the $1,000 mark. So people are planning on spending more this year, Al. Does that mean something? I mean, does that have some economic implications?
It's very good when people buy stuff.
According to ABC News...
I don't intend to spend that kind of money.
No, I don't intend to spend 1/100th of that amount of money.
Well, we know that you're a dirty little miser, so...
Hey, somebody's got to pay the mortgage, you know? And if I spend a bunch of money on people's presents, then how's the mortgage going to get paid? Anyway, spending plans don't guarantee a strong shopping season. Actual consumer spending can depend on the prices and the products that people see in the stores, the effect of marketing campaigns and economic conditions as they develop. But robust spending plans are surely a good sign. The National Retail Federation raised its holiday shopping forecast, projecting 6% growth in sales over last year. That's pretty big. I mean, that's a nice little increase. Because last year, I remember when we were talking about this last year, they were kind of lamenting. They were lamenting the fact that, we're only up by 2%. And
it's terrible.
Oh, life is hell. Well, actually, higher spending plans in this ABC News survey driven almost entirely by wealthier Americans, those with household incomes of over $50,000 or more, plan to spend an average of $1,300 on holiday gifts, compared to lower income Americans, which plan to spend about $757. Now, that's an interesting, I think it's interesting that the lower income Americans, as they put it, those who are under $50,000, are spending $757, while those who are rolling in dough, over $50,000, really aren't spending that much more. They're really only spending about $500 more.
They should do their part and spend a lot more.
It's actually about a 50% increase. Because you said $1,300 compared to... $1,300 and what?
$1,344 compared to $757.
Yeah, so that's a $600 increase. That's...
I guess that is kind of significant. Well, anyway, nonetheless, interesting number. So only time will tell, of course, what people actually decide to do with their money and whether or not the...
What? 90% more. I'm stupid.
Well, whatever. You went to government school. It's okay. And we still want Black Friday stories, by the way. All night long, we will be accepting your Black Friday stories. Otherwise, Manwich, what do you have tonight? What is on your mind this evening?
Well, I've got a few articles here, but I think my favorite is... I have an email that I want to read.
That's, oh, okay.
From Nicholas.
Nicholas?
Yes.
From France.
Mm-hmm. Just a quick email to set things right. Terrorists don't strike because the U.S. government has a history of supporting tyrants in their lands. More accurately... Terrorists do strike because the U.S. government happened to be supporting the wrong tyrants. Terrorist activities are not planned every day by everyday Iraqis, but by would-be tyrants that are eager to come to power.
I kind of have the feeling that a lot of terrorists are people who had their family members killed. I wonder if he addresses that in this email. We'll find out. Coming up, 800-259-5791. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. And it's your show, Friday Night Edition. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And man, which you take control of the phones. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually have a photo taken of themselves and send it to us. And we put it up on the website. It is not just any old photo. It's one where they specifically are proving in the picture that they listen to Free Talk Live, and that's usually done by holding up a sign that references the show or perhaps one of the personalities on the show. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you claim to be. And we'll put you up on our Shrine of Lady Listeners at freetalklive.com. All right, we're in the midst of an email. This one from Nicholas in France, commenting on terrorism.
Yeah, just to recap real quick, I sort of made the comment that I think that we have terrorist, we had the terrorist attacks on 9/11, assuming that you believe the straight media story that terrorists flew jumbo jets into the largest buildings in America plus the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. It was a conspiracy.
It might have been. I say that those terrorists did it because of our foreign policy supporting the tyrants in their lands, and Nicholas wants to correct us slightly.
Okay.
Just a quick email to set things right. The terrorists didn't strike because the U.S. government has a history of supporting tyrants in their lands. More accurately, the terrorists did strike because the U.S. government happened to be supporting the wrong tyrants. Terrorist activities are not planned by everyday Iraqis, but by would-be tyrants that are eager to come to power, and obviously, their supporters. It is not, for the most part, a struggle between an oppressed people and the American government or its puppets. It is a struggle between competing gangs that use their own puppets, U.S. soldiers on one side, nor ordinary militants on the other, to achieve total domination. I'd agree with that. On Free Talk Live, we often get the impression that the terrorists are the good guys, or at least they're okay, trying to defend their own sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Excuse me. They are not trying to defend anything but their own power, brainwashing their own people into becoming suicide soldiers, not Minutemen. I hope that we're not giving the idea that we support the terrorists. The people
no, absolutely not. I mean, there's no excuse for bombing and killing people. I mean, especially not innocent people.
But there might be a reason if there's not an excuse.
If you want to go and bomb and kill government bureaucrats and elected officials... well, I could understand that, but killing innocent people is totally uncalled for.
You were correct in pointing out pointing to the U.S. administrations for generating this terrorism in the first place. However, you often make the terrorists sound like legitimate people defending their own sovereignty. How come it has now become legitimate for these countries and their thugs to defend their so-called national sovereignty when the people living there are not sovereign themselves? I would not want President Bush to lead a war of suicide bombers so that he could continue to enslave me, or Pat Buchanan declare war on our invaders so that he could sit himself on the throne. I would certainly not like talk show hosts in other countries calling them angry people that just want to protect their sovereignty. It appears to me that a proper libertarian approach to this whole situation would be, one, to condemn the U.S. involvement in worldwide affairs, two, to equally condemn those ruthless thugs that call themselves kings and leaders, whether currently in power or aspiring to be.
Absolutely.
I'd say that's true, but we have no effect in Iraq. You know, like, we can't, we speak to none of the other people. We only speak to Americans, generally.
Well, we have a worldwide audience.
We do have a worldwide audience, but I don't see any terrorists or the people who are following terrorists or whatever that term means listening to Free Talk Live.
Can you imagine we just get, you know, emails from deep within the heart of various terror cells that are like, I was listening to the show and I like the fact that you support us. Thank you very much. You know where we're coming from. I see you feel us, and that's great.
Osama sends an email saying, finally, I have a voice in American radio. Boy, I would forward that baby on as quick as I could. I wouldn't know which bureaucrat to
send
it to.
We'd get the exclusive on any new videos he puts out. He'd send them to us first.
Free Talk Live, voice of the terrorist.
I would turn on him with quickness. I want to see him dead.
Oh, man.
Listening to yesterday's podcast, it really sounded like the terrorists were not bad people. If you agree that they are, you should really start associating words like thugs, would-be tyrants, or murderous when you mention them or the Bush administration. Sometimes it sounds like you hate the American government so much that you're ready to forgive the other bad guys. I don't feel that way at all. I love the America. This American government that makes me pretty angry.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And when we're talking about terrorists, we are usually referencing the fact that we feel like a lot of them are generated by the fact that we're over there bombing the hell out of these people, and their grandmothers and mothers and best friends in the world get killed, and that angers them enough to go and join up with the bad guys, so to speak. They weren't necessarily... I think a lot of terrorists weren't necessarily terrorists originally. You know, they were just probably people that ran... little marketplace stands in the marketplace in Baghdad, and they had their own little lives that they were going about until we decided to come in there and really just throw our weight around, kill some of their friends off. That's usually how we're talking about it, and maybe we're not clear enough.
And the people that get killed, that can be used as PR inside these organizations to recruit people from outside of Iraq to come in to fight, too. Last point. Manwich mentioned, wait until he attacks us and then nuke him till he glows, as being the libertarian way. Well, I do have to disagree on that point. The mere possession of a weapon doesn't constitute an imminent threat, but we don't have to wait for the robber to actually pull the trigger before shooting at him. Wait a minute. How do you know a robber until he pulls a gun on you?
He said right. Pull the trigger.
Well, I understand
there's
that pull the trigger, but you don't know he's a robber until he's a robber.
Right, but here's the thing. He's talking about you making the statement that we need to wait until we're attacked, as in until somebody blows something up, and then we retaliate. But instead, what he's suggesting is most likely, or what would be a better way to do it, is wait until there's an actual threat made. You know, someone having the nuclear weapons is not a threat, but someone saying, I have the nuclear weapons, it's pointed at you, and I'm going to fire it.
Yeah. Saddam Hussein was sold as a threat. And
Saddam Hussein.
Right. Saddam Hussein had never gotten on television and said, America, if you don't pay me $7 billion by the end of this week, I'm going to nuke San Francisco.
I feel a threat is violence.
Right, but a threat
but there
was never
no
made.
Threat.
Right, I understand. But I'm just saying that.
But a threat is not an attack.
Okay, well, he finishes
if
up.
If I threaten to punch you in the head, I haven't attacked you. I've just told you that I'm going to attack you. And at that point, before I punch you in the head, you should be able to retaliate.
I agree.
But if you see that I have big, meaty fists and think that I might punch you in the head with them, you don't have the right to hurt me beforehand.
I agree. When the gun gets pointed in my direction, I have a right to shoot first, if possible. Preemptive strike, whether at the national or personal level, gets evil and wrong only when there's no imminent threat, as was the case in Iraq.
Indeed.
Just needed to say it. Still enjoy the show very much. Nicholas.
Indeed. Well, you also don't have the right to call up the UN and ask them to go and inspect Torgo's fists just because you know he has fists. I mean, it's just silly.
That's true. Could you go check out his fists and see if they're big enough to hurt my face?
Yeah. 800-259-5791. Another email here. This one came in from Richard. He says, last week an email from Sweden suggested you talk more about the fundamentals of freedom. This email seemed to be essentially asking for a logical basis of libertarianism. Well, the most fundamental basis of individual liberty is the principle of self-ownership. See, Richard, like, actually went in and answered the question. We're kind of amateurs at this fundamental stuff.
You're like, well, it means to be free, which is good, because you don't want to be not free, because that's bad.
So yeah, Richard says, ownership is the authority to control a scarce resource. Once one acquires a scarce resource from nature, this is, of course, your life he's referring to, that's the scarce resource, he naturally possesses the authority to control it, thereby becoming its owner, and he may choose how the resource will be used. This also means that he has the authority to exclude others from the use of this or any other scarce resource he owns. And we will continue as far as the fundamentals of freedom coming up with more of them. 800-259-5791 if you want to comment or totally change the topic. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Friday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can also vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, 7 months worth of archives, live streams, and more, all on the house, head over and register your appreciation at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month kind of a thing. And if you have yet to vote in the month of November, we can still use your vote right now. Vote.freetalklive.com takes you over to Podcast Alley, where I believe we're currently ranked as the number 4 podcast in the world.
Miserable.
Thanks to those of you, 4 out of 10,000-plus podcasts. I don't think that's too shabby, but we could do better with your vote.
Man, which is like, miserable. I don't appreciate anything that's already been done. You people suck. That's nice.
At vote.freetalklive.com. We're in the middle of a intellectual. This is an intellectual email, because last week we had a call from, we had an email from Sweden, and he wanted us to talk about the fundamentals of freedom. And really, man, which you and I just don't have it. And we just don't have the intellectual capacity to do this kind of stuff.
Fundamentals of freedom.
We haven't sat down and actually read through the tomes of the economists that are necessary to understand these sorts of things. So Richard has very kindly boiled it all down for us into a few short paragraphs. So here we go. He says, basically, the most basic fundamental basis of individual liberty is the principle of self-ownership. I mean, you're scarce. There's only one of you.
Yes.
And you own yourself. Since each of us innately possesses the natural authority to control the scarce resources that make up our own personal bodies, I mean, you would have to agree that there's no doubt that you control you.
Yes.
I would like to be able to say that that's true. However, I'm not really allowed to, for the most part, because there are so many things that I might want to do that I can't legally. But other than that, I would say I'm in control of me.
But you could do them. You would just simply be breaking those laws that apply to those actions.
Well, yeah, I guess that's
right.
True.
So you're in control of yourself. And since we can choose how our bodies are used every single moment of our lives, it makes sense to say that we're all self-owners. If we accept the self-ownership principle, everything else in libertarian philosophy logically follows that. For example, physical force becomes understood as an effort by one person to ignore another person's authority over his own body by proceeding to make use of the owner's body without his consent, such as the case of abduction. But if each of us owns his personal body, we're all rightfully excluded from using the body of another without the owner's permission. Because if you own you, Manwich, there's a serious violation going on if I come over and handcuff you and take you to where I want you to be.
Sounds like a serious violation.
It's a major violation of your self-ownership. So Richard says the non-aggression principle logically follows from the self-ownership principle. Now, what is the non-aggression principle?
Well, that you don't initiate force against someone who hasn't initiated against you.
Exactly. Assuming self-ownership, anyone may use his own bodily resources to acquire nature-given resources and produce things of greater usefulness. We can't say that someone owns his personal body, but then deny that he owns the newly created wealth, the stuff that he used his body to create. So if you picked the fruit from the tree, that's your wealth, because you went and did it yourself. For presuming you own the tree and you homesteaded the land and all that other stuff.
Right, if you just go into someone's yard and start pulling fruit off a tree, you're like, I did this with my body.
Then you're stealing somebody else's wealth.
I saw an incident. Speaking of fruit, I saw an incident, and it's been a little while, but it hasn't been too long.
If anybody's good at talking about fruity things, it's you.
Yeah, speaking of fruit, time for Manwich to speak.
In Florida, we have fruit trees everywhere. It seems like everybody's got fruit trees on their lawn.
Okay.
I, you know, just outside my back door is a ruby red grapefruit tree. And I generally leave the grapefruit on there to fall on the ground, and then the squirrels come and they eat little holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that most people in Florida do the same thing. You know, they leave the fruit on there.
They don't actually eat their fruit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
They leave the fruit on there, then they run it over the lawnmower, so you have a nice fresh orange scent.
Man, I can tell you, if I had a nice ruby red grapefruit tree, I'd be eating the hell out of those.
You are welcome to come over to my house and pick all the ruby red grapefruit you want.
I wish I knew you had a grapefruit tree. I'd have been over there already.
You're welcome. Anytime you want. I used to have an avocado tree at the other place, and I would let those things fall, too.
Okay.
Anyway, I saw a couple of women who were dressed as maids, and I assume that, therefore, they were. And they were walking.
Wait, were they picking from your tree?
That wasn't my tree.
Oh, okay.
This was an incident I saw. I think it was in my neighborhood, though. They were walking home or walking from somewhere.
Okay. Were they erotic mates?
No, they were just ordinary.
No fun. The story has become boring, but go ahead.
One of them picked a fruit off of, I believe it was a tangerine tree that was close to the road. She just kind of wandered up into the person's yard, picked the fruit, and then they continued on their way, and she peeled the fruit and, I assume, ate it. I didn't really watch that much about her. And so, you know, I mean, is it stealing? That person was, in all likelihood, not going to eat those tangerines.
You're probably right.
And,
was it stealing? Yes, it was.
I guess it was, but, gosh, who cares?
Well, I guess, you know. Some products are more watched than others.
Scarcity was an issue here.
Right. Yes, that was definitely stealing sandwich. But again, if the owner was really concerned about that sort of thing, he would have erected a fence around his tree to prevent that stuff from happening. I mean, are the squirrels stealing them when they're on the ground? No.
Stealing them if they're still in the tree? I don't think squirrels can steal.
No, probably.
Okay, just so you know.
Now, why are squirrels exempt from the rules that we all have to live by?
They're mammals.
Because we get to make choices.
So do they. They've chosen to steal fruit from your yard.
They're rats, dude. They're pretty smart. I mean, rats are...
I feel like they've put in the work necessary to be able to get the grapefruit. There's a big, fat, clawless, testicle-less cat that kind of moseys around that yard and likes nothing better than to catch some unwary squirrel and eat his head off.
Okay.
Like, he really does. Eat the head off. And then leaves the little cadaver for me to bury.
All right, so back to self-ownership. Assuming self-ownership, the principle of... Assuming self-ownership, anyone may use his own bodily resources to acquire nature-given resources and to produce things of greater usefulness. Since no one is ever dispossessed of what he already owns when a first comer acquires property, homesteading cannot be considered theft. I mean, if there was nobody there occupying that land, and you're the first person to come onto it, then who are you stealing it from? God?
Well, I understand, but people generally think of settlers in the American West as homesteaders, and one really has to wonder, I say that land was all stolen originally.
From the Indians.
From the Indians. Now,
depends on if the Indians had homesteaded it. I mean, if the Indians aren't around for miles, could you really claim that they are homesteading that land?
Yeah, but Indians didn't, their culture wasn't the same. They didn't have a property ownership the way we do.
I see. Well, the principle of wealth ownership logically follows from the principle of self-ownership. In fact, the only way that this case for libertarianism could be discredited is if we can find a reason to reject the self-ownership principle. But the self-ownership principle can be taken as an ultimate given because it's logically self-confirming. It cannot be refuted until one chooses to make a case against it. And anyone attempting to do so must first make use of his bodily resources, thereby presupposing self-ownership. Did you guys catch that?
No.
Let me see if we can try this again here.
He has to use his body in order to prove the property doesn't exist. So therefore, in using his body to prove the property doesn't exist, he in fact proves
anytime
it.
Anytime you use your body proves that you own yourself, basically, is what he's saying. No one can demonstrate that a claim is invalid by invoking the claim's own validity. Not only does it make sense to accept the self-ownership principle, but great harm is done by rejecting it. For at that point, a person can argue to forcefully establish a property right in other people. Once the self-ownership principle is abandoned, no one can then make a case for slavery, a case for communism, where no one owns anyone, not even themselves, or worst of all, a case for socialism, where those who control the state apparatus own everybody else. So there's no doubt about it that the self-ownership principle is the most fundamental principle of libertarianism.
I'm kind of glad we didn't spit this out when we got that email, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, because I'm glad Richard could put it all together for us. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And man, which you take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. Another email, this one from Sweden. We have got
what a up with Sweden?
Swedish listenership, or at least a loudmouth Swedish.
They just wish that they were free.
And in this case, it's from a Swedish liberty lover. And I just wanted to inform you about the Swedish situation concerning the war on drugs. American Republicans and Swedish socialists have something in common. They both hate drugs and people who love drugs. You'd think that when countries like Holland and cities like Berlin and London have begun to soften their approach on the drug issue, a progressive social democratic government like the Swedish one would also begin to soften their view on drugs. I mean, everybody else is doing it.
Does make sense. Yeah, we, you know, the Republicans always tell us, those Europeans, those effete Europeans.
Yeah. Well, he says, not so. If I go to Holland and smoke cannabis and then go back to Sweden and am caught by the government, they can send me to prison for having THC in my blood.
Whoa. That's incredible.
Yeah. They don't give an F about the fact that I didn't even smoke it on Swedish soil.
Wow.
Now, just in case you don't know this, if you smoke marijuana one time and that's it, it'll stay in your system for at least 2 weeks. If you're a heavy smoker and then you quit, it's going to be in your system for a good 3 to 4 weeks minimum. So, you may have quit permanently. And you could have just decided, all right, I'm going to go to Holland and smoke out one last time. It's my last time in my entire life.
and then go back and get caught by the Swedish government and locked into prison for it.
Wow. It's just nuts. I mean, they have no jurisdiction.
In Sweden, well, they apparently have jurisdiction over you when you're on their soil, and they'll do whatever they want to, because that's what governments do. They do what they want, and you have to deal with it.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
In Sweden, drug-related offenses are punished more severely than rape and manslaughter. I think that's about how it is here. There's, I don't know, are there mandatory minimums for rape and manslaughter in America?
I can tell you that in some states there are definitely mandatory minimums for...
Well, now, there are some drug-related offenses that are punished more severely than rape and manslaughter, but I don't think that just drug-related offenses in general, I don't think if you get picked up with a joint in
for
your
possession.
Pocket, you're going away for longer than somebody who raped a person.
Right. Well, in Sweden, a man was sent to prison for 14 years, which is considered an extremely harsh punishment over there.
Well, yeah, that's kind of harsh in general.
For possessing 500 pounds of marijuana.
Whoa.
The average prison time for rape and manslaughter, by comparison, is only about 7 years. And the average prison time for serious drug offenses is about 8.
Well, you got to look at it as a matter of degree here, because now I don't agree that having any amount of marijuana should be illegal. But in this system, in the system they've got now, yes, an amount of marijuana is illegal. 500 pounds is going to be way more illegal than someone who... I mean, you got to look comparatively. Oh, he went away for longer than somebody who raped a person. Well, look at the degree of the crime he committed.
What crime?
No. It is a crime. It is a crime.
Only by law.
Well, I mean, that's the definition of a crime. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's a crime. The degree of the crime that was committed. Maybe if someone had gone out and raped 35 women, he'd have gone away for 14 years plus. You know?
Possibly.
A person with 500 pounds of marijuana affects a lot of people's lives. And people that are, you know, drug warriors say that drugs, you know, they're terrible. They, you know, terribly adversely affect people's
right.
lives. So therefore, 500 pounds would affect a lot of people. So,
at least it's not Singapore, and he didn't get the death penalty for it, which is what they'd what they would have handed him there. The anti-drug views are so prevalent in Swedish society that not a single politician is even for decriminalization of cannabis. And cannabis is seen by most people as a drug just as bad as heroin. The difference between our two nations is that in Sweden, the government has almost totally been totally successful in pushing the anti-drug message, and in the U.S., there's at least some opposition to the so-called moral majority. In Sweden, it's almost non-existent, and people who even dare to discuss the issue are branded a neoliberal, which is apparently a dirty word in Swedish, and it means libertarian or anything that is right of our most right-wing party. So if you think the situation...
A neoliberal is right of the right-wing party?
it's probably the exact same in Sweden, where all of these terms mean next to nothing. Mm-hmm. They just have a different set of them over there than we do here. He says, so if you think the situation is bad in the United States, I can tell you, you're not alone in fighting against government oppression on the drug issue from the Swedish libertarian. And he adds in, P.S., if you read the letter on the air, edit it to exclude any bad grammar.
Or foul language.
Yes.
That's a good thing to put in with Ian, because he'll just throw you under the bus as far as bad grammar goes.
But, you know, the thing is, Ian doesn't read the... Here's what you need to understand. When you email the show, Ian will skim your email, and he will not read the whole thing in its entirety before it's time to read it on the air.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes, but not usually. And so putting that message at the bottom of your
not
email
a good idea.
Is usually not the best way to go. So what you should do from now on at the top, notice, Ian, please excuse my bad grammar and don't laugh at me. I'm from another country.
It's even more important because his PPS is don't use my real name. Now, putting that at the bottom is a really bad idea.
Yes.
Because sometimes I'll open up an email and just select the first name right from the top. This is an email from so-and-so.
Here's an email from Tony. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't use my real name. Please call me Dark Warrior. Oh, no.
That's actually happened on the air before, so you got to be careful with that stuff. Hey, the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. So, I mean, in regards to the marijuana punishment issue, I feel for him, man. I mean, that's tough, those kind of punishments. And we're trying to do everything we can here in the States to alleviate this situation. But even when the voters come out and they say overwhelmingly, like they did in Denver a couple weeks back, that we want to have legal marijuana, we want to decriminalize marijuana, the government won't give it up. They'll scrounge around and dig up some laws that haven't been used for years, and they'll say, well, we're going to enforce these laws instead. You can't stop us. we're going to stop you from smoking marijuana if it's the last thing we do before we die.
And it doesn't stop them.
Sheriffs and these people that are in charge do not want to give up that power. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. We'll try to slip you in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you a bunch of stuff for free on our website. If you want to support the show voluntarily, you should research the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. And I think we can announce it now, Manwich. If you'd like to.
I get to announce it?
Yeah, because you tried the other day and I kind of shut you off.
Well, for those of you out there like me who really don't understand PayPal very well and don't particularly want to learn.
Right.
I don't know how to read and click.
Look, I know enough stuff. I don't want to learn anything new.
Okay.
All this internet crap.
Right.
Just not interested. So, or there's, you know, people that don't want to be on PayPal for whatever privacy reasons. Now, you don't have to. Free Talk Live, if you want to amplify the program, all you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we allow you to just enter your information right there on the website.
That's right. If you don't trust PayPal with your information,
trust us!
Because we have a direct entry, secure credit card processing.
And all of your information is encrypted. Even in our database, we can't even see it in its normal unencrypted form in the database.
Right, so for $3 a month, you can
you know that. Why?
Because I built
set it up.
Figured you would.
Which means he has the encryption key.
All right, so
that's true.
All right, so
we're not going to look.
So we can take your credit card information directly now and help you to help you easily amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com for $3 a month. We need to go to the phones, though, guys. To Peter in South Carolina, he's been holding patiently. We just became aware of your call, Peter. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Peter in South Carolina.
I was just talking about...
You got the phone. Peter.
In the news last night.
Peter?
Peter?
Is he on the line? I can hear him back there. Peter, are you there? We hear you.
And I hear me.
All right,
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hello?
This is it, Peter.
You're on the air. Come on, man. Make it good.
Oh, yeah. So it's just people saying how they didn't want to go out in the cold to go for the sales, and it's like 60 degrees here.
What? Oh, South Carolina? People there were saying they didn't want to go out? Great call, Peter.
Okay.
Wow.
Punch it out, guys. I'm done.
Really worth the 10-minute wait there, huh, buddy?
Poor guy.
So, I understand what he's talking about. He was just irritated because people were like, oh, it's too cold to go out and wait. It's 60 degrees. Yeah, try this in New York City, where it's probably 6 degrees.
Where there were 1,000 people out front of Macy's this morning in New York City. So clearly it's not too cold for everybody.
Or Madison, Wisconsin.
New York does have a plethora of people to draw from.
Good word.
Yeah.
Very, very good, man.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. You know, I had somewhere I wanted to go, but Peter threw me all the way off on that one. Let's go back to AMP.
Blaming poor Peter?
That was just so confusing. Let's go back to oh, yeah. Oh, here's what else I wanted to announce about AMP. Yeah, this is exciting.
Okay.
This is cool because amplifiers now have a dedicated call-in line. It is amplifier only. If you are an amplifier for $3 a month, you like to call the show, you want to guarantee almost that you'll get through? Dedicated call-in line, unless, of course, there's another amplifier on it, is available to you if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's worth the $3 a month right there.
Well, it's a pretty cool little feature.
It's very nice.
And one of us will screen your call. Instead of the normal board operator who will... And they do a great job, by the way.
You know, I'm going to call it like I've got the hotline number. You know, it's just going to be like, hey, it's Torgo.
I might have to exclude co-hosts from it, but it is for amplifiers only, Torgo. And since you're not actually amplifying the show, you're just here working for free, I don't think you qualify.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything to market and help promote the show. I was just on TV on Monday trying to get people to know about it.
All right, we're done.
That's not a TV show.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern for the Saturday night edition. In the meantime, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you tomorrow night. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to...